Welcome to Sanctuary, the podcast. I am Dr. Crystal Jones, your host. Each week, we engage in conversations that reveal the truth of who we are and how we thrive on this planet. Only on the Lighter Side Network, where the everyday meets the extraordinary. Hey, 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 welcome back to Sanctuary, the podcast, where we reveal and center the voices of our people. Today, I am happy to have our guest, Kayla. Kayla is someone that is near and dear to my heart, although we've never met before. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me.
Yes, thank you for inviting me to have it.
So I'll give a brief introduction of who they are. Kayla, at the core, is a water bearer. They are fluid and sensitive child of transatlantic ancestors. Very Black, very queer, yes, yes, yes. Very about I and we and you and me. They get to spend this life in service to their community's wellness, in short, providing water. I would love to hear more about that, more about who you are and how you show up in the world.
You know what? I completely forgot that I sent that to you. And I was like, how does she know that's the exact space that I'm in of like not wanting to take on these sort of different. So yes, water bearer is a calling. It's a spiritual practice. It's the name, if there's to be a name, of the work that I do, which is creating healing-centered space for marginalized folks, essentially. It's a sort of spiritual inheritance. I can name different ways that I came into knowing water bearing and what that means for me and for the folks that I get to serve.
I love the idea of people really getting to know who you are. And for me, I know you as a water bearer because I see you bear so much water. Mm-hmm. But in general, I just love to know what's top of mind for you. What actually matters to you when you think and you feel into this right now moment? What in the world, what in your body, as they are one, really, really, really matters to you? And what are you like bearing water through at this moment?
The word transition came up for me. And I guess that's because where I'm holding a lot of space right now is at this transitional residential housing facility. And all of the folks that I'm working with, it's all women, women identified and their children. And all of the folks there are in some sort of transition and usually also crisis. Which is both unique and also not so unique to people who also aren't living in a transitional housing facility. So what feels really important to me right now is walking with, supporting, and being present with folks who are moving through change and whatever that change looks like and is presenting and bringing up for whomever. And I know for me that change has always been something difficult and can be really jarring. And so I have a sensitivity for folks who also are like, I'd rather things just stay comfortable. And bringing a different sort of perspective or attitude to, you know, even the discomfort of change. So transition and sitting with discomfort are two things that feel really present for me, both in my own life and also I'm seeing that a lot with the folks who I get to be with these days.
Speaking of transition and how you're creating space for that for others, how are you allowing support? Or how are you supporting yourself through your own transition in this moment?
Yeah, you have honestly been a real big support. And I'm not just saying that because you have me on here right now. But for real, like the thing that I really pulled from our conversation and that has been present with me almost daily is to lean into whatever is happening, which as emotional and sensitive I am, I had always kind of felt like I did that already, but I didn't recognize how much I stopped myself from really being as intense as I could be, because I'm thinking I'm too much, so let me not, I can't, I don't need to lean in because I'm already, lean back all the time. But doing that and really just sitting in whatever is happening has been really a different way to be present with things moving and moving really rapidly, it feels around me sometimes. And that has been really important. And so in leaning in, that means I have been more honest as well with loved ones and such when I'm like, I need this from you, or I need that from you, or I need you to back up right now, or whatever that is. Saying that I need alone time versus usually I'll just kind of disappear off the map and let folks find me when I'm ready to come out, but actually verbalizing like I need time. So that's how I'm getting through, making sure that I can identify for myself what's going on and what the needs are, and then letting the people who are down to hold me know what the game plan is.
Yeah, something that you really spoke to is like that word allow. When I think into what we talk about with this like love and care and self and all that, for me, the actual part of it is me allowing other people to be in that space with me. It's not the act of a thing that I'm doing. It's I'm actually allowing someone to be with me. And that's a wall that I had up for so long, thinking that I had to do everything for myself, or I had to do everything by myself, or I'm capable of doing it. So why would I even ask anybody, feeling like a burden or feeling like all of these different things? And just now being in the space where I allow people to show up, one, in the way that I ask, and two, in the way that they would like to show up for me if it's in alignment. And that's been such a big shift for me. And I've noticed a deeper exhale with allowing space to not have to do it all alone.
Yes. It's almost uncomfortable sometimes. I have a lot of, I don't know if it's just like being the oldest child, like you're, or for me, I don't know what position you're in, but I know
I'm
I
the
have a certain,
oldest.
okay. So maybe you can relate as well, where it's like the responsibility is on you to get it done. And so I've always kind of had this both put on me, and also I've taken on the idea that like I need to do it, and it needs to be done by me, and it needs to be done right, and blah 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 blah. And so sometimes even having support feels uncomfortable, because it's like I'm watching someone work or perform labor, and I guess something in me feels like only I'm supposed to be doing that, and everyone else needs to be comfortable and such. So, but it also feels really good to be like, okay, it's okay to have people hold you down, and who want to, and who can, and who do things really beautifully when you allow them to use their strengths that, may or may not look the same as my own. So I feel that.
Right. I think being a giver is so very much praised. And even sometimes I see people say it, and there's the idea that, wow, I'm a giver, I'm a giver. And that's actually very easy to be a giver because you don't have to be vulnerable and you don't have to reveal yourself. You don't have to really share anything when you're giving all the time. It actually, if it's not done in a healthy space, can cause a lot of separation because you can make it so that nobody has to know you. And I can speak for myself, when I was in that place and I would do it a lot and I wasn't doing it from a healthy place, I really did it to create a wall. Because if I gave you what you needed, you wouldn't really need to know or want anything else from me. And it's a really interesting place to now just allow people and just everything to just support me as who I am, as this person that's consistently evolving, as this person that says one thing today and is really okay with saying something completely different the next day, just completely being revealed in this world and allowing people to show up for me as I show up for them. This idea of reciprocity and just knowing that it all, that's just the law. That's how things work. And with that, I would love to know, what would I love to know? You're such a powerhouse, especially with the way that you show up in the world. I feel that every spectrum of you is just so, every part of the spectrum of you is just so beautiful. With that, what do you, what does your expression of yourself, what kind of shift does that cause in the universe? Why do you show up the way that you do?
Why do I show up the way that I do? Because the answer I want to say first is because I have been asked and because I am capable. I show up and do the things that I do because it really, like when I look at my life, it feels so planned, which I have mixed feelings about, honestly, because I don't know how I feel about things having a plan or all that kind of philosophical stuff. But the way that my life events have happened, it's like life could have ended up anywhere. And it also makes too much sense that I've ended up kind of in the spaces that I am. And it's, I get the real blessing to get to be really authentic. That's something that's always been really important to me. And it has been a journey because as authentic as I like to always be or feel that I am, I've also had to do a lot of work around shame and having to, or feeling like I needed to hide parts of myself. So I think the spectrum that I get to share with others is me being really intentional to do that lean in and to also find it really exhausting to pretend like I'm not who I am or that things aren't happening with me. So really I do what I do because it feels like a sort of divine purpose from source, from my ancestors, from my family. Also, it's very much just how I roll up out of bed is as someone who wants to listen to other people or support however I can, or you know, bust out in a handstand and shake some ass or whatever it is for that day. And I just prefer to show all those different things than to act like they're not a part of me.
You know, I'm here for it every single time. I'm like, yes, yes, more. Give it to them.
You hype me, and it's nice. It is.
I'm here for it because there's very few people who do that, and I would miss out on a whole opportunity to just congratulate you on graduating and being a therapist for real, real, like a real, real therapist. Yes. And so knowing you in the world as who you are as a being very Black, being very queer, being very, very loving it. Absolutely. You are definitely one of my favorite people. Also being showing up in the world as a therapist, showing up in the world as a yoga teacher, showing up in the world in so many different spaces and being the founder of the Well Healing and all of those things. How does all of that work together? Who are we doing this for? What is it that you really, why do you wake up and do this every single day and combine all of those together? And like, what does that look like?
Yeah. My why, like for real, my why is all power to the people, in all people to their healing. And for a very long time, and for the continuation of my life, of course. But a lot of the work started with me trying to get my own self together and to explore the different things that I had went through and was experiencing. And so these things come together as therapist, yoga teacher, founder, educator through the Well. These things come together starting from a place of seeing need in my own life, being in community and finding that that need was also necessary for others, and recognizing that I am able to bring these different things to the table. And I don't know if maybe I had these things in terms of like access to a culturally competent therapist, or access to a way to get into my body through yoga or otherwise, or access to education of what it means in different times and places around the world to be Black and to be queer and all of these different things. Who knows what life would have looked like if I had those things? I can only know that I didn't, and that I found over and over and over again that the people around me needed those things as well. And so my why is really because I love niggas. I don't know if I can say that on the podcast, but
it's you.
But that really is my why. I just have a deep love for us and all the different shades that we come in, and feeling compelled to do my part to support our community in the way that I can, so that the work, the different projects that are being done in the movement towards any sort of liberation or freedom, that that work continues. I really consider myself a support and a part of the greater work towards liberation for everybody, to be honest.
I hear it. And that's what I was like, when is it going to come through? When is it going to come through? Mm-hmm. There it came through. That's Kayla. That's the Kayla that I know. Mm-hmm. But also, with that being said, there's a lot of talk about, we talk about so much of like the self-healing, self-love, and self-care. And somebody, I forget who it is, but made it a point that you can't really do that for some people. Some people just really need community care. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen that, but if you have, what does community care, because it sounds like that's what you do, but what does that actually mean for those who have seen that and have no idea? What does community care mean? What is community care for you?
Mm-hmm. Community care looks like whatever that community is asking for in that moment. So sometimes, and that's why I feel like I kind of have all these different disciplines, is because sometimes I show up and what folks need is someone who can help navigate through mental health and emotional stress and exploration even, and things like that. Sometimes I show up and folks just need to find a way to get into their body and feel safe again. All right, let me see what happens when we breathe and move through an asana practice together. Or maybe community care means I need to give you resources to people who know different things, more things than me. Community care is considering the well-being of a collective group of people and then doing what is possible to address that need. And that really can shift. And I've been thinking about that a lot in terms of the relationship between personal care and liberation, and also what that relationship is to the community's care and liberation. And I'm still meditating on that, but that's what communal care looks like for me, is showing up for what the people need. And that means having conversations with multiple different people, not just the talking heads of the community. I'm really about grassroots. Like, what is homegirl at the corner saying that she needs? What is the uncle on this block saying that he needs? What are the grandmothers on the porch saying that they need? Okay, what's the underlying, I'm gonna sound like a therapist, what's the underlying like attachment need? And then figuring out how can I bring that in a real and accessible way.
Yeah, when I think into community care, I first have to recognize that it's not outside of me. I think sometimes when I've heard other people talk about it, it just seems so draining. Mm-hmm. But as I heal, the collective heals. As the collective heals, I heal. There's no separation in how I see it when it comes to community care. It is showing up and taking full responsibility of yourself. And as you're taking responsibility of yourself, you are the collective. As you're doing things, as you're moving, as you're walking, as you're doing anything, I'm breathing into the collective consciousness of all that's available to me without taking on the responsibility of someone else's story, but also not ignoring that that person's story is true for them and that there is no separation between the two of us. There's this fine line of doing things out of guilt or doing things as if we see, well, poor this person or poor that person, and really just knowing that community is who I am. I am no different, and that's even, I am no worse than or better than other people. How can I come into this idea of oneness, and how can we walk together as who we are, giving our different gifts and receiving different gifts? And that's kind of how we started this conversation off. We're all one, and when we can allow the collective to be how we move, it just feels like a breath of ease to me. So that's what community care is for me, showing all of us showing up in our most authentic way and understanding that as everybody is doing that, we are all here for the greater good, and seeing that and moving with that intention.
Yes. And that really makes me think back to what we were saying in the beginning in terms of like allowing folks to support us, you know, and how to cut that off would be to create like that separation between you and the community. And that brings up so many different things, at least when I think about it, about hierarchy and roles and who is who in the community and things like that. And recognizing that I need the community as much as they need me, and that we actually are all in this together. And that when I am supporting others and when I allow others to support me, like that's the work of like community economics. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that give and take and how important that really is.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. It's more than just Kwanzaa. It's just more than this idea. And that's actually where I'm in a lot of space right now, really just the community space, the understanding what that is, and really creating that as like what this global consciousness is. There's just so much of here for me and not here for you. And it's limiting and it's toxic and it's damaging, but we have to understand firstly that, you know, giving or receiving, and it doesn't create this void. It doesn't, you lose nothing by being who you are authentically. But we also have to also look at the power dynamics and how those move on the industry level. And that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. Girl. But all of those things have to intertwine, because we can be all in community and still be sitting up under pounds and pounds and pounds of pressure. You know, so it's everyone understanding where they are and using what they have and allowing themselves to be supported. And that's how I see it. And you have been someone that's been very instrumental in me understanding that, because I know that that's what you're here for. I know since day one when we have talked, it's always been about the community. Community this, community that. No matter how good, bad, or different it was, you have always been here for who you've been here for. And that's something I appreciate, and that's something that I love so much about you. And the one of the many things that I receive every time you just breathe, whether that's on social or that's us talking or whatever it is. So, firstly, I want to just thank you for being who you are and showing up in the world the way that you do, all the time.
I thank you so very much for that. I thank you so very much for that.
Yeah. And I obviously get to see you all the time, but I would love for you to, in closing, allow people to know how can they keep in touch with you, socially, or what things are you doing that are coming up? Just let the people know how to get and receive and support you.
Yes, to stay updated, especially if you're in Southern California, following the Well Healing on Instagram is a really great way to stay in touch because we definitely have some events coming up this next month, for mental health advocates and folks who are interested in community care and in the helping profession, especially. And then some other community-based projects. So the Well Healing on Instagram and thewellhealing.com is also where you can find everything and then some more about me, more about the past work that the Well has been a part of and how you can support. And then if you just want the personal stuff that I be up to, that's Bend It Like Lacey, Bend It Like Lacey on Instagram.
Yes. Y'all, stay in touch with them.
Stay in touch with me, y'all.
And if there's anything that you could leave the audience with, what would that be?
I'm a pay it forward and encourage folks to lean in to the different sensations that come up throughout their day. Really. Really, that has been the most simple and also life-changing practice that I've incorporated. And I think if more folks could lean into what it means to really be ourselves, then things might look real different out here.
Thank you. I know that I feel more rooted as I feel into this conversation that we've had. So I just really want to again thank you for showing up and investing your time with this community. And I love you so much. I'm just so grateful for who you are and how you show up in the
I love you too, boo. Thank you for this. This was great.
And once again, listeners, stay in touch with Kayla. They have so much to offer, and they are just a beautiful person in general. And until next time, we will see you again at the sanctuary. Bye.
The ideas expressed by guests are not necessarily Dr. Crystal's personal beliefs. Information received from Sanctuary the Podcast is not to be used as a substitute for medical or psychological advice. See and hear more from Dr. Crystal by becoming a free member of the Lighter Side Network at www.thelightersidenetwork.com. The Lighter Side Network, where the everyday meets the extraordinary. Made with Love by Jesse in Atlanta.